This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Got the number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make them need to run.
That's Lawrence Taylor!
Call them every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is Drop Time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Ah, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro. Beautiful bananas, plug-and-play bananas. And those bananas were day one starters. My co-host, Dave Rothenberg. And now the guy's a parrot. Our amazing producers, the very handsome RJ Santillo.
I don't remember your best man toast at all.
No, it was at his wedding.
His wedding. Oh, RJ was best man at his wedding.
Oh, pay attention.
You can hear the frustration. Pay attention, David. How about the very famous, also very handsome, Raymond Santiago?
I have an apple in my mouth right now.
Delicious. And of course, as always, we're rolling with the company. Thank you for getting up with us on this Major League Baseball opening day, Thursday morning. Oh, yeah, we're fired up. We're DNR, the R&R boys.
G-U-M-B, dumb.
That's not very nice. Call us what you want. Don't ever call us lazy. You hear us every weekday morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Number to call, you know it, 1-800-919-3776.
Go to Sean in the truck. Sean.
Personally, I wouldn't date my cousin. That's just me, though. You know what I mean?
I love the way you call it. Personally, I wouldn't date my cousin.
Thank you for that, Sean. I think Dave might. We don't know. We have an unbelievable show planned for you today.
You know what's great? So I got Sherry. I had a ring made.
Nipple ring? Also awesome. Unbelievable. Knicks, great win last night, but it came at a hefty price. Garrett Cole and the Yankees get it started this afternoon at 105 in the Bronx versus Logan Webb and the San Francisco Giants. The Mets open it up in Miami at 410 against the Marlins. Great pitching matchup. We got Max Scherzer going up against reigning NL Cy Young winner Sandy Alcantara. Islanders, David, big shootout win last night in Washington. Humongous hockey game tonight. We got the Rangers, Devils tonight. MLB predictions, as much as I hate them, we'll do them today. Dave said he'll sing. We'll see if that happens. Host Sadness Final Four. We got Dave versus K. Me versus Rosenberg. Voting gets underway at 6:15 this morning. Buster only. Dave got it done 7:35. We have a pair of Smashing Pumpkins tickets. We got Stuff You Missed at 9:15. And as always, on the Thursday at 7:45, we have an observation that did happen in Florida. But before we get to all that, I'd like to say good morning to a man that laughs at the idea of sitting through a fire drill.
If I could provide you with a happy life and a sixth cousin, who says no?
No. I didn't want to know how you got out of the actual fire drill meeting. I want to know what you'd do.
I see flames, you don't that's
know what,
different. Now I stop
dropping
the roll.
You don't know what kind of smoke it is. You don't know where it's coming from.
I think that's if you're actually on fire. Yeah, I'm not sure that's the best course of action. So if that doesn't work, what do you do?
Ha-ha. You can't get us.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that won't work either, but here he is. The very talented man who brought not just bananas, but also multiple different fruits today. That is our fire marshal, David Rothenberg.
Thank you very much. That was a sensational open. I also brought the clementine today.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Top notch.
Oh, they're gorgeous. And the banana. It's like a fruit smorgasbord here.
I mean, it's amazing. I could hear the bag coming down the hallway. It's like he's got fruit.
I sure did.
And then you popped in like the conquering hero.
Well,
the clementine.
I appreciated how much you guys appreciated the bananas yesterday. And I wanted to, I thought, at a minimum, bananas. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go bananas, and I'm going to go with the clementine, because I didn't want you guys to have to work. I figure a seedless fruit would also be very delicious. I thought about the orange and recognized, now you're talking about peel and pit. I don't want to do that to you guys early on a Thursday. I'm going to go seedless. Thus, the clementine.
Well, you don't call it a pit. The orange doesn't have, I mean, it has maybe some seeds.
Whatever you call it.
Well, you have to peel the clementine.
Well, you have to peel it, but there's no seeds in there.
It's delicious, though.
Delicious.
RJ already into a banana.
He's one banana in.
One banana deep already.
Now, RJ, you're so pro-banana today. If you want a second banana, you can, because I got five.
I appreciate that. I just may. Double banana.
Now, what does pain me yesterday is, do you know who didn't have a banana, left without consuming a banana?
I did not have a banana.
You did not?
Well,
why?
Because you offered it to Hurley, and I thought Hurley would want the banana.
I got five bananas.
Yeah, but there's other people that need bananas. Dinahan,
oh my.
Dehydrated, could use a banana.
Stop it. I got a banana.
I don't
want
to be selfish.
I got one for you.
I appreciate it.
Okay?
I'll eat a banana today.
You looked at the banana and you poo-pooed the banana.
No,
and you didn't want any part of the banana.
No, but these guys are here for longer than us. They need maybe RJ all of a sudden starts. Yeah, right. Gets a sugar low or something, cramps up.
Are you anti-banana?
No, I love the banana.
Well, you know what? There's four bananas in there right now. He's already had one.
Well, he might go double. Raymond's going to go banana. You haven't gone
banana
yet.
Not okay.
And then you. There's a banana for you
I will
there.
Eat a banana. Will you sing? If you sing, I'll eat a banana.
You know what I thought? We have to sing today. I absolutely will. Take me out to the ballgame.
All right.
We have to. And I think if we're a show that we claim to be and it's tight knit as we claim to be, we have all four of us have to sing Take Me Out to the Ballgame.
You know I'm in.
Now, I don't know if you want to do individual performances.
No.
Or if you want to do one group performance. Raymond, we know you don't want to tell anybody anything about anything going on in your life. We totally get that. Will you sing in unison with us Take Me Out to the Ballgame?
It's on the consideration.
You won't even just dive into that?
I mean, listen, you got the fact that I'm giving you that. Should make you feel good.
That makes me feel great. By the way, beautiful rundown. Perusing the rundown, do you see what it says? Sports, games, New York today?
Yeah, we just have hockey. That's it. RJ, what happened? Because it's in the meat.
Stop it.
What do you mean?
No, not because it's in the meat. No. It says, what games are in New York today?
So you're not wrong. I
just admit you made a mistake.
I did make a mistake. Here's where I'm at, though. And this is behind the curtain, but that's what we do here, right? So I know I printed it, then noticed it as I was staring at it. Not great, right?
Correct.
I don't know if you're aware of this. Major paper shortage here at the moment.
Really? I was not. It doesn't
surprise
me.
Let me put my surprise face on.
It doesn't surprise me, but...
So here's the decision.
You know what I would have respected if below, handwritten, that all, Mets at Marlins...
Well, there's also a pen shortage.
Oh, is that right? Ink shortage, a paper shortage?
Yeah, coffee.
So continue along, RJ.
So here's the decision I'm now faced with. Mm-hmm. There's enough paper for me to reprint the rundowns. Do I do that and tank the other shows?
Yes.
We're down to like 15 pages of paper for the day. That's where we're at.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
Why would he lie about the amount of paper here?
I can't fathom the fact that we have
I think you get selfish.
So
no paper.
I thought, you know what? That was my mistake. I should have measured twice, cut once, or in this case, print once. I did not, and I will have to own this. That's where we're at.
He could listen, if it bothers you that much, you could always write, you know, NYY versus San Francisco.
Well, I already gave it to you. We got the Yankees.
Cole
Webb.
But you know what? He prides himself on his journalistic integrity. And the sheet comes out, and it's gorgeous, right? It has Knicks heat, full paragraph.
Contact, show numbers. Yeah.
Yankees start their season. Mets start their season. Guests, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You know, the lineup of the day, the live reads, the guest list. New York sports today. Only Rangers Devils. Like, I'm perplexed how you put... The Mets game, full paragraph. Yankees game, full paragraph. And didn't realize, they're playing today. Let me put that on Sports of the Day. I find that to be perplexing.
It's a fair point. It's a fair point.
Okay. All right.
It's an oversight. Fine, though.
You know what I like about RJ?
He's a team guy, though. He didn't want to ruin the rest of the day for the other shows.
What I really love about him is he made a mistake.
Yep.
It's a faux pas. And he says, you know who screwed up? I did. He said, I screwed up. I'm sorry. I'll be better in the future. I messed up today. Can you forgive me? And you know what? Because of your attitude and your actions, yes, have a clementine. I forgive you.
Otherwise, I was cut off.
RJ points thumbs, not fingers.
I like
That's what he does.
I like it. I think it's elite.
Otherwise, you were withholding said clementine from me.
No, I don't know about that. I like the way you handled this.
This is very professional. Yeah, it really was.
Maybe it was
the banana. Maybe he doesn't have that banana. Maybe he runs away from...
The potassium overload really kind of pushed him to do the right thing. I think so. This portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations, enormous locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's right, people. That's allamericanford.net. So, Mets, 4 o'clock. Yankees, 1 o'clock. I mean... The Mets pitching matchup is unbelievable.
Awesome.
Yankees pitching matchup is good, too. You get Volpe making his Yankees debut. The weather should hold up, be good enough today, 46. Windy, I don't understand why in the world the Yankees open up at Yankee
Awful.
Stadium on March 30th.
Well, think about that. I mean, I know you can't win your division in early April or in April in general. You can lose
or
it.
Or March.
Yeah, I mean, you can lose it, though. I mean, you get off to a poor start. I mean, it could affect the rest of your season. So the most, I mean, it's... For any athlete, you want to get off to a good start. And then, of course, the end of the season, when you're trying to win a championship, that's when you want to be at your best. And it's going to be freezing today.
Right.
And then at the end of the season, the weather stinks too.
It's such a head-scratcher. But here's the thing. At the end of the season, you're in the playoffs, and you're the Yankees, and you host a game. It has to be at Yankee Stadium. They don't have to play.
No.
Why in the world would the Yankees be hosting a game on March the 30th? Yankees could be playing in Houston, could be playing in Texas, could be playing all over the place. Why they choose to have a game at home at Yankee Stadium? There's got to be 15 ballparks that are either domed or warm weather enough that those should be the parks that are hosting at least the first couple days of the season.
You would think, but listen, the Mets is perfect.
Mets is perfect. I mean, you got the Braves, you got the Brewers, you got the Astros, you got the Rangers, you got the Padres. Like, there should be, the Dodgers should be enough that you don't have to have the Yankees hosting on March 30th. But they are, and it'll be packed with 45 whatever thousand
yep.
people, and everyone's going to be excited. And it's bigger than the game. Like, today's bigger than just a baseball game. Today's opening day in baseball, which is huge, which is awesome.
Today's an amazing day.
Yeah,
today is awesome. Plus, I got my kids are on vacation, so Milo will get to watch both games with me today. So
which
it's
is great.
A day.
And yeah. and the beautiful thing about it also is you there's no 7:30 game that's going to end at 11 o'clock anymore. That's done.
I mean, and here the best part about today is, too, is you're hoping you're going to get, like, what, 2 hour and 35-minute games?
Yeah, and hopefully in a perfect world they won't even overlap. So you get the Yankees at 1, but it probably won't start at 1, probably start at, like, 1:20, right, 1:15. Hopefully, for Garrett Cole's sake, it starts somewhat close
that's
to on
point.
Time. And then the Mets are at 4 o'clock, so the Yankees should be done. But how about this now? So Sherry says to me yesterday, she says, oh, by the way, Alex has a 5 o'clock orthodontist appointment Ooh. Today that you're gonna have to take him to. I was like, mm-hmm. And I said, but I was so, I said nothing.
Nothing.
Because I'm growing up, right before your eyes.
I 50
said,
now.
I said nothing. And I thought to myself, why, she wouldn't even look at the schedule?
How's her knee, by the way?
Not good.
What do you mean, not good?
Not good.
MRI, what did it say?
MRI tomorrow. I went to the doctor yesterday. He thinks either torn ACL or strained MCL.
Oh,
yeah. So we're looking at either surgery where she's shut down
or rehab
or rehab.
Or both.
So she's a huge brace on now,
oh.
crutches now, and love her to death. Stubborn woman, very stubborn.
Still battling.
So she won't. She's like doing laundry. I'm like, let me do it. She's like,
you can't do laundry. You can't do laundry. We know this. Though.
Ben comes home from his baseball game, and she's like, oh, she's like, I'll make him dinner. I was like, I'll make him dinner. No, I'll make him dinner. And then we went to the game, and it's down a hill. I said, let me get the guy who has the cart.
Yeah, let me carry you.
Well, I wasn't gonna carry, but let me have the guy with the cart. There's a guy with the cart.
Oh,
takes
nice.
People up and down in case they have trouble. Let me. No, I will not do that. I'm not an old person. I'm not an invalid. I was like, you're injured. No, won't do it. So
love this woman.
Yeah, it's great. So we hope that it's not torn, because torn, she's going to need surgery.
She's going to need surgery, yeah, which, I mean, could send your house into a tizzy.
You're not
complete
kidding.
Tizzy.
You know who's waking up earlier now to walk the dogs
you.
In the morning? Me.
Yeah, but at least you know what the best part of yesterday was, though, and you were telling us this before the show. At least with all that going on and you having to do a little extra around the house, to have Ben come up in a big spot yesterday, come on.
It was a big spot. It's funny.
Tell the people.
A former coach of his just texted me. He goes, if you don't mention what Ben did yesterday
right.
on the show, I'm done.
Yeah.
That's
open
fair.
Segment. Tell the people.
So, not a great day. He struck out twice. He was 0-for-3. They were winning 4-0. They blew it. We go 4-4, bottom 7, high school baseball, 7-inning game. Bottom 7, first guy gets on, second guy bunts him over, third guy infield hit, first and second, next guy hit in the back. It was bad.
Ooh.
It was cold. Right? And you heard him. He's like, oh! Right? I was like, oh. But at least he got hit in a meaningful moment, right?
Yeah, right.
Bases loaded. One out. Bottom 7. Ben comes up. Guess what he does? Walks it off.
Yes.
Line drive. Left field. In between short and third. Base hit. Game over. Gets mobbed.
Love it.
First ever hit on varsity.
Amazing.
First ever hit walk-off. First ever walk-off. First ever varsity hit. All of it.
Nice.
All of it. So that's where we are this morning.
That's amazing.
That's right.
Yeah, so you're floating today. That's why the extra fruit today. Maybe.
Well, because of you guys, too.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a little extra.
I wanted to do the right thing for you guys, and yeah, I'm in a good mood.
Good.
I'm in a very good mood.
Congratulations, Ben. He's probably not up, but congratulations. That's awesome.
I promise you.
He's not up.
He's not up.
Maybe he's so excited he didn't sleep.
I promise you he's not awake right now. And he comes home, I'm like, you're a stud. That was awesome. He's like, yeah.
That's what I'm supposed to do, Dad. Come on.
Okay.
Big
yeah.
moment.
He's like, you think I lost my job? I sucked. I was like, you walked the game off.
Yeah, your little tata's all hot and bothered.
I should. That's the one I wanted to use, Raymond.
Oh, well, there he just used it for you. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We have a busy day. Buster only, I reached out. Again, a second reach out. which I thought could irreparably damage
the relationship.
Yeah, but he's busy.
I mean, this is a busy time for him.
And he said, yeah, he said, I have a whole host of shows, but I will lead off with you guys. So 7:35, Buster only. We have observations. We have did it happen in Florida. In 10 seconds, host sadness begins. We haven't even touched on the Knicks. We'll do that next and get to your calls. 1-800-919-3776. Me against Kay. Rick against Rosenberg. Vote for us now.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
So Rick had a 68-32 lead last time we looked with 1,300 votes. There's now 1,700 votes. It's 54-46 in favor of Rick. And I had a 54-46 lead, and now all of a sudden Michael has slightly narrowly moved ahead, 50.2 to 49.8. Are you taking this into account as we look at this thing right now, RJ and
how
Raymond?
Many votes can these people buy?
I think they can seemingly buy a lot of votes, because every single time Rick and I pull ahead comfortably, all of a sudden 400 votes pour in, and it goes entirely in the other direction.
It's troubling. Troubling what's happening here.
Will it be taken into consideration?
Of course
when,
it will.
When things end.
Of course it will.
All right. But I think people have spoken. This is the end of host sadness. This will be it. Because people can't be trusted.
Can't be trusted.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Right.
It's a real shame is what it is. It's a real shame. Just
trying to have a good time. Have some fun. And this is what happens.
People can't do it. All right, Buster only will be joining us in a couple of moments. But before we get to Buster, let's get to some calls. 1-800-919-3776. Now, remember, Major League Baseball predictions, what time? Did we actually?
We said 8:30.
8:30.
Unless you want to break for some reason at a random time.
You see how mean he is to me, what? RJ?
I mean, we did just establish. I have concerns
about
you today. But I
remember if we said 8:15 or 8:30. I'm sorry about that. All right, Raymond, if we need it, do you have what's the name of that song? Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what it is.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
You are struggling today, hour especially.
No, I'm fine. If Buster agrees, do we have Take Me Out to the Ball Game ready to go?
We'll have it.
Okay. Let's bring him in. One of our favorites. He and I are very close friends. The elite baseball insider, Buster only. Good morning, Buster.
What's going on? Opening day.
We're very excited.
You know, let's go.
So here's what we determined earlier in the show. We don't want to put you in an uncompromising position, but we wanted to know if, because it's opening day, if you would like to sing with the four of us. What's the matter, Rick?
Would it be an uncompromising or a compromising position?
That's immaterial. Don't worry about that. We don't want to put you in a bad position or make you feel uncomfortable. Is probably what I meant.
Oh my goodness!
Would you like to?
No. Here's how I see. Being a writer, I'm just going to say the way that you should phrase this is: we want to know if you want to embarrass yourself.
Right.
Sure. It's opening day.
Okay. Would you like to sing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" with us right now?
Sure. It's opening day.
There you go, Raymond. Fire it up.
Take me out to the crowd.
This is a little off. Cracker Jacks. I don't care if we ever get back. So it's root. Root for the Metsies. If they don't win, it's a shame. Oh, it's one, two, three. Stick your out at the old ball game. Thank you, Buster.
My God.
By the way,
hey, it's like the birthday song, right? Everyone's got to sing it, even if they sing it really badly, like me.
I was terrible. Rick, he punted on it.
I punted.
He did a line and then he punted. I don't think I heard RJ or Ray at all.
I think Buster may have done the best job.
I don't think anyone heard anyone but you.
Well, I said I was going to sing.
You got together in harmony. You put this like a child's play. You start like, stepping over.
Like the people who agree to jump off a cliff together into the water. And you just left us hanging.
Yeah. Dave's version of singing is just overpowering everybody. That's what
I'm like the Charles Oakley of singing songs. I'm sorry, Buster. I'm sorry for that. All right, so let's get to it. Anthony Volpe, Yankees opening day shortstop. The nerves must be immense and intense for him. What are the realistic expectations heading into year one for this young shortstop?
That he's going to be a guy who's going to be a plus player the first year. I think that's probably the conservative estimate within the Yankees organization. And in the back of their minds, they think he's going to be more than that, contributing on all sides of the ball. I mean, you know, you really do struggle to avoid the Derek Jeter comparison, born in Jersey, you know, the shortstop, first-round pick. But he's got the it factor like Derek did. He's about the same age as Derek when he, you know, was in the opening day lineup. He just plays with so much confidence. Look, when I, you know, covered the Yankees back in the late 90s with those teams, and Derek was 24, 25, 26, he'd be the guy that would come back to the dugout after getting blown away by three fastballs in the first inning, and he'd say to his teammates, yeah, this guy doesn't have crap. And I, you know, cleaning that up a little. And he would make the other players laugh. Volpe has, I think, a similar effect in terms of how his confidence can rub off on other players. And as the Yankees talked about this internally, of course, you have the inevitable question, what if he goes 0 for April? You know, what is that going to look like? How is he going to handle that? And across the board, everyone was like, he'll be fine, because that's the nature of confidence he has. That's the it factor he has. And that's an important question, I think, when you're talking about a rookie, especially a rookie shortstop playing an opening day.
That's the toughest part. You're absolutely right, Buster. So what are your – well, first of all, I want to ask you, are you surprised that they actually decided that Anthony Volpe would be the starting shortstop? And then from there, what are your expectations for this Yankees team?
Well, I think he kind of took their question – he took the question out of their hands, you know, because I think they went into spring training probably leaning more toward, you know, we're maybe go with Peraza, maybe go with IKF. But he just dominated in everything that he was doing. So I think he made it really easy for them with this choice. And when you have, you know, guys like Aaron Judge going to Hal Steinbrenner, said, you know, this kid is ready. He's good. You know, we think he's going to be totally fine. I think the Yankees are going to win the American League East. I've noticed that you know, a lot of my colleagues, Jeff Passan, for example, you know, they're picking the Toronto Blue Jays. I just think that even though the Yankees have all these questions about their rotation, legitimate questions, they're going to hit so much that there's going to be a margin for error there as they wait to get these guys back. And let's face it, when we get to the trade deadline, the Yankees, like the Mets, they're going to be all in. And they're going to spend what it takes because they already have so much money invested this year with the 360 they gave the Judge, with the money they gave to Carlos Rodon, and also knowing that, generally speaking, you know, the Yankees with these injuries, they do handle them more conservatively than others, so that when Rodon went down, the internal conversation with him was Rodon telling them, look, I pitched through this sort of issue in the past, and the Yankees say, nope, we're gonna make sure you're right, because we assume in this organization that we're going to be playing sometime in October.
Buster only with us here, 98.7 ESPN. Can we have the conversation, or is it silly, that the Yankees are the best team in the American League? Or until we see that actually proven on the field, that will absolutely, unequivocally be the Houston Astros?
That's what I think. I think the Astros have something over the Yankees. You know, much in the same way, you guys remember that for the Chicago Bulls, the question was always, could they beat the Detroit Pistons? And, you know, they tried that Bulls team went up that mountain several times before they got over the top. The Astros have eliminated the Yankees in three of the last 6 years. There's a confidence level there for the Houston players, and their pitching depth, I think, is substantially better at this point with all the injuries the Yankees have in their rotation. And I'm, by the way, standing on the on Texas Avenue down here in Houston. We've got the Astros game tonight. Just being around those guys, it feels like they just assume that, yeah, at some point we're going to figure it out and we're going to beat these guys.
So, Buster, is there a team you would point to in the American League that would be a surprise team or a team that ends up winning winning one of the wild card spots that no one expects?
So, Rick, I don't know if I can pick the team that has the first and second best players in the world as a surprise team, but I do think the Angels are better than what people might anticipate because their general manager, Perry Manassian, has done a good job in the last 2 years of building a pitching staff around Shohei Ohtani. And just watching Ohtani in the WBC, you know, doesn't it feel like he's a 12-year-old kid who had puberty 4 years before anybody else? I mean, this is going to be the year of Ohtani. You know, we talked about him in March. We're going to be talking about him all summer. I think, you know, barring an injury, he's going to have an unbelievable season. He's improved as a pitcher the last 2 years. The big question going up to the trade deadline is, will the Angels put him out on the market? And then once we get into the winter, the question's going to be, is the contract that he gets from the Dodgers or the Mets going to start with the number 5, or is it going to start with the number 6? Wow. It's $600 million. And I think it's going to be the latter.
Buster, were you surprised with how much pushback everyone was? I mean, Dave, myself, everyone on the show, I know you, we all love the WBC. We love them. And as a former player getting a chance to play for Team USA, it was something, every opportunity I would jump at it. But, I mean, we were taking phone calls, sports talk radio, whatever. There's a lot of pushback against this WBC.
And there is within front offices. They can't, they're not comfortable with it. You know, they couldn't stand it when it was initiated because they were concerned essentially about having, you know, players put at risk outside of their workplace. You know, I made the point when Edwin Diaz went down that every winter these teams put language into the contracts, no skydiving, you know, no cycling, no playing basketball, that sort of thing, because they don't want the players that they pay injured outside their workplace. Well, that's what the WBC is. But you know what? And I had some general managers concede this to me last week. The WBC was so successful this time around. You know, all those teams who were upset, I think the Astros were probably at the top of that list, losing Jose Altuve, having Kyle Tucker hurt. The Mets were on that list. They got to get over themselves because this thing is going to continue going forward. The players absolutely love it.
Buster Olney with us here, 98.7 ESPN, the opening of baseball 2023. All right, Buster, I want to get to the National League, but before we go there, you mentioned in passing the Angels. Do you think that Ohtani plays the year with the Angels, or do you think at some point, if they were to fall out of things, they would try to get a massive load in return for him?
Yeah, so Artie Moreno, the Angels owner, is on the record as saying that he's not going to trade Ohtani if the Angels are in contention. And I'd go one step further. I don't think Artie Moreno has the guts to trade him, quite frankly. And I don't know how many owners would, because he's the most popular player in the world. You know, he's the most marketable player in the world. He's the greatest two-way player baseball's ever seen by far. You know, people, the whole Babe Ruth comparison, he's blown that out of the water. And so if we get to the deadline, and let's say the Angels are like 7 or 8 games out of the playoff hunt, I don't think Artie's going to pull the trigger on a deal. I think that he'd rather have a situation where Ohtani walks out as a free agent. And I do think that it was interesting being on the field and talking with folks with both the Astros and the White Sox the last couple of days. It's amazing how everyone assumes he's going to wind up with the Dodgers. They're just like, yep, Dodgers cut their payroll down this year. They signed, you know, guys like J.D. Martinez to one-year contracts because they're ready to take on that massive Ohtani contract in wintertime. I do think that, you know, the Mets are being sold short because I think the bigger check, I think Steve Cohen is going to be the one who's going to look at Ohtani as like a piece of art that he wants to own and he wants to have on his team, and having Billy Epler is kind of his secret weapon in these conversations.
I mean, really, as he is, Ohtani is a specimen, Buster. I know you've been around him on the field. I mean, he is a specimen. National League, our Mets. So, I don't want to ask you because I already feel like I know the answer to what I'm going to ask you, but NL East, who wins it?
I got the Braves winning the division. I've got the Mets finishing second. I've got the Phillies finishing third. But I don't say that with any great confidence. You know, it's been interesting this spring that all of these teams have taken major hits. You know, we focused on the Mets because they lost the best reliever in baseball, and you really can't replace a guy who strikes out half the hitters that he faces. But you know what? The Braves had Kyle Wright go down with a shoulder injury, and they think he's going to be back early, but they're starting the season with two rookies in their rotation. The Phillies not only lose Rhys Hoskins for the year, but Andrew Painter, this incredible, you know, 19, 20-year-old who was probably going to be the fifth starter in the rotation, he goes down with an elbow injury. So they've all taken hits. And if you told me that any one of these three teams were to win the division, it wouldn't be surprising. I do think, you know, I was around the Phillies a few days in spring. That is a team that gained a lot of perspective and confidence from that World Series run last year. That is a great clubhouse. And so I think they're going to be dangerous. And, you know, having the Marlins in the division is an incredible X factor because they could take a series from any of these teams because their pitching is going to be that good.
Yeah, their pitching is awesome. And they're starting, you know, their number one starter is just at a different level than most other guys. All right, so how worried should, because I'm concerned about it, how worried should the Mets fan be about the bullpen? Obviously, the news of Diaz out for the season, just so disheartening. But they still have some other pretty decent pieces. Is it going to be a strength? Is it just going to be like a net neutral? Where are we with the Mets pen coming into this season?
I think it's going to be somewhat of a strength, in part because, you know, in the time that I've spent covering baseball, the two best managers at handling a bullpen, without a doubt, are Bruce Bochy, you know, who just took over as the Rangers manager, and Buck Showalter. They're really good at matchups. They're really good at picking out the right guys for the right spot. And let's face it, if you are Steve Cohen and, you know, you spent over $400 million on this year's team, including luxury tax, when we get to the trade deadline, they're going to add somebody. That is a guarantee, even if their bullpen is, you know, better than expected in the first half. And here's the other thing, too. If you're going to have a problem on a team, bullpen is easily the one you want to have because you can fix it midstream. In the first half of 2019, the Nationals had the worst bullpen in baseball. And at the end of 2019, it was Daniel Hudson, who they acquired during the year, who was underneath the dog pile when they won the World Series. So there's time to fix this thing. That said, you just can't come close to replacing Diaz for how great he was.
No, he was amazing. I mean, the way he pitched last year, you mentioned striking on half the guys he faced. I don't know if I trust Billy Epley yet after last year's trade deadline, but we'll see. Buster, who do you think the best team in the National League is?
I got the Padres winning the World Series over the Astros. And it's funny, when you look at the National League, I think that, you know, that the picking the six teams to get into the postseason is actually easy. Like, you've got the six teams, three teams in the East. I think the Cardinals are the easy favorite in the National League Central. They're just loaded with position player prospects. I don't know if you guys have gotten a chance to watch Jordan Walker play, the 20-year-old rookie who made their roster. That guy is
a beast.
Monster.
Yep. You know,
6'6 and 250 pounds. And then you've got the Dodgers, who won 111 games. And you've got the Padres. The Padres they are so all in on this year. It's crazy. Like, if this was a neighborhood poker game, not only they push all their cash, they put the watches, they put the rings, they put the mortgage, the house into this bet. I don't think I told you guys this number, but after 2024, the Mets payroll obligations, the Mets, okay, we've been talking about how much they've been spending, $486 million. The Padres payroll obligations after 2024, $1.01 billion.
That's ridiculous.
Okay. It's crazy, but they're going to continue to go all in. And as I mentioned, I think this is a strategic step back for the Dodgers, who are under no pressure to win the division. And we've seen the last 2 years, you can, you know, be the last seed in the National League, and you can win the World Series like the Braves did in 2021, or you can make it to the World Series like the Phillies did last year. You just get into the dance and you get a chance.
How big of an adjustment do you think the whole pitch clock and, you know, umpires getting guys into the box and moving along quickly, you think that's a big adjustment starting today?
I think that early in the year, you're going to have incidents where, you know, people lose their minds, you know, on social media or even players. I mean, Rick, you know this far better than I do. You know, some players are fully accountable for themselves, and other players, when you get into a situation of change like this, I almost guarantee that there'll be some pitcher, there'll be some hitter off to a slow start who'll go, you know what, these rules stink, and I'm having a hard time adjusting. But here's the thing. These guys are the best in the world at what they do, as they've shown in the minor leagues. I think they adapt. I think by the end of the year, it's nothing, and they just get back to, you know, working within the rules. Every sport has its set of rules. And in this case, I think the players will adapt sometime by, say, mid-May.
Great, Buster only joins us here on the show. You know, Buster, it's never us. It's not our fault. It's got to be something else. We'll always find an excuse. Well, I'll say, pitch clock, obviously, I mean, it's just a bunch of dead time we're saving. Awesome. I'm going to love it. Dave's going to love it. We'll all love it. You'll love it. You get out of the ballpark in a decent hour. What rule change do you think is going to have the most profound effect this season?
I think the defensive shifts. You know, the regulations against defensive shifts, you're going to see more offense. You're going to see the ball put in play. I can't tell you how many ground balls in the spring exhibition games that I saw where it's like ground ball up the middle, and you were conditioned by, you know, what we've seen over the last 5 or 6 years to, okay, that's a, you know, 4-3. Nope. Ball bounces through the middle. I think, you know, left-handed hitters in particular will benefit from this. Ronald Acuna Jr., someone who hits a bunch of ground balls, he's going to benefit from this. And I think it's just going to help the flow of the offense. And the pitch clock is going to be a massive change. And yeah, there are some players. Pete Alonso said to me during one of our exhibition broadcasts that, you know, he was still getting comfortable with it. But I had a bunch of other players, Joey Votto, Paul Goldschmidt, saying they love it. And I, you know, Votto talked about, you know, living in Toronto during the offseason and wanting to go to a Raptors game and knowing that it was going to be over probably within 2.5 hours. I think a lot of fans feel that way.
I couldn't agree with you more. Buster, you're the best. We know you have a million hits to do today, but I don't know that anybody's going to have you sing like we did. So hopefully we were somewhat memorable, and we will talk to you real soon. And have a great, enjoyable opening day.
Yeah, happy opening day, guys. Rick, you owe us a song down the road or something.
I'll give you something, Buster. Listen, yeah. You guys sounded so good together. I didn't want to stand in the way. You know, well, I'm
we
a team guy like that.
We do have a hosting history, Buster, if you recall.
Yeah, you guys were talking about pigeon racing. I listened.
That's right. He's very jealous.
See you guys.
All right, bye. That, of course, is Buster only. He's elite.
He's so good.
He's phenomenal.
Well, he knows everything. He's like, I'll tell you what, though. Between him, Mel, like, they know everything.
Well, you know what it is?
You can ask them anything you want.
There are shows, and I'm not looking at any show specifically, that they have guests to have guests. I hate that. Yeah. I want to have the elite guest. When we have a guest, you know, those guys have Mel Kiper. They have Buster only. We have guests.
And you never feel uncomfortable, though. There are certain times, like this is way back, though, before we started doing the show together. Like, you'd have a guest on, and you kind of feel them out, and you'd make sure, like, you didn't ask certain things. These guys, doesn't matter.
He just sang
anything.
With us.
Well, I don't know if he sang. I mean, he
sang. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. But this is a little off.
This is where I tapped out.
You mash.
Because you all of a sudden just bigfooted everybody. Steamroller face and just started. It was like.
I love to sing.
It was like the lights
you?
Came on and we were a group, a singing group. And then it was just all of a sudden it became about you.
Well, you know what? Here's what I look across the way. RJ's doing nothing. He's sitting there watching me. So what happened to that?
I think he's worried about your health.
If they don't win, it's a shame. Oh, it's 1, 2, 3 sticks. You're out at the old ball game.
You notice at a certain point, I just gave up and like pulled the music down because it just wasn't happening.
Then here's what we do. You do another rendition.
No.
I'll sit this one out. Because the last thing I'll whisper.
No, how about we harmonize together, all at the same, like at the same time?
If you ask us to harmonize, it could be disastrous.
Like the tone ranges, the same volume.
It could be a disaster.
You're like the adult playing basketball with little kids. All of a sudden, you get like you can get.
I'm looking to win.
Yeah, and you're just stepping on people.
I'm sorry that I want to win. I
you're
apologize.
Asking weird questions to Buster.
What did I ask? It was weird.
I think you know what you asked. I think you know what you asked.
Just because your mind is in the
mine,
gutter.
RJ was the same.
Well, you've poisoned him.
I've not poisoned anybody.
That's exactly what's happened. RJ, do you think that Ohtani plays the year with the Angels, or do you think at some point get a massive load in return for him?
It's
you guys are sick, sadistic weirdos is what you are.
Says the guy who's offering a cousin arrangement.
I'm not offering anything.
I don't think I'm alone here in saying it's been a troubling couple of days.
Hey, Dave.
Are you okay?
It's the this hour alone.
What are you offering? Massive load.
Are you okay is where I would like to land here.
What does that mean?
I'm concerned.
About what? What are you? You're concerned about nothing.
You're going to break at times that don't exist.
Times exist.
You're asking very strangely worded questions.
How was that strangely worded?
You don't like pets.
I love pets. I have two dogs.
It dawned. The message goes.
Two dogs. That is questionable. That you, whether you even like.
I love them, but sometimes I don't like them. No, they don't respect me. What do you mean it dawned on me? What is that?
That's
about?
What you said when you decided to get. You're like, oh, and it dawned on me.
It's a great phrase. I can't help. I'm a wordsmith.
Oh, yeah, you are.
RJ, here's what I say about you and Rick. You were like an innocent child when you came onto the show, and now he's poisoned you with his filthy mind, and now you act differently.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You beat the song right out of the three of us. We all tried.
RJ, be honest with me right now. Did you ever sing a word of the song?
Nope.
See?
I was scared off from the beginning.
Stop.
This is how we started.
Out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
But this is a little off.
Cracker Jacks.
You just powered right through
Let's go a cappella.
You just powered.
Let's go a cappella.
I don't trust you now. The trust has been broken.
The trust has been broken.
I feel like Joey Fatone right now. You look like Joey Fatone. I feel like Joey Fatone.
Joey Fatone's not a bad looking guy.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, yeah, but you like Timberlake.
Timberlake spread his wings and he's a big star.
And now it's just the rest of us.
I would never leave you guys behind. I bring your fruit.
That's it. You leave us with the bananas and then you're off doing your own thing.
Did you have your banana?
Not yet.
So let's see if I have this right. We'll do our predictions in a moment. I bring bananas yesterday. You have nothing. I bring bananas today. You've had nothing. Why should I continue to bring bananas?
Because I'm waiting. Because RJ had a banana.
And Raymond had a banana.
And a clementine. Did you have a clementine yet?
Not yet. How was the clementine, Ray?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. See?
That wasn't
That's not a glowing review. No.
Wasn't as elite as the...
The banana was better?
Yeah.
But I gave you nourishment this morning.
This is true.
Okay. Fresh fruit.
Yeah, but you've also what you've done to RJ. Now, poor RJ. We had this. He's on a schedule. Shows up. Knows when he's going to have his first cup of coffee. Not going to eat. Now he sees the banana and instantly wants to put it in his mouth.
He had a banana immediately.
Immediately.
He could not withhold the banana. No, he could not. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by new Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola. Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola, oh, it's here. Born for what's next, born for a bolder taste. Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola, born for this. Enjoy responsibly. I want to get through all the calls, and we will in just a couple moments. 1-800-919-3776. The cheating scandal continues. The latest updates for host Sadness RJ, and you'll have to get to the bottom of this. Rick, you're down 55-45. I'm now down 57.9 to 42.1. So it feels like there's been a lot of shenanigans. Here's my question, though. Why don't we ever get pro shenanigans? Why does one of our people never get down and dirty?
Because we go on the up and up.
So we're legitimate.
The K-Show is like the Astros, and we're like everybody
else. They're garbage can bangers, the K-Show.
Bangers. Sticky stuff, wearing, garbage can banging.
Taking their shirts off, and there's monitors.
Right.
And we do it the right way.
The right way.
Okay.
We're above board.
RJ, you ready to play a little who's going to win certain awards and divisions?
That's a catchy name.
That's a kid. RJ, let's have send that to sound. Let's title that.
Let's play some Who Wants to Win Awards in some divisions. So the division.
Yeah, I'm gonna quit.
We haven't even started yet.
Well, no, I mean the whole thing.
All right. Well, that'll make it easy for you to lose then. So I guess I'll start with Rick. Mm-hmm. Who will win the American League East?
Oh, you're going to start with the toughest one, huh, buddy?
It's not the toughest one.
It's the toughest one.
No.
I'm going to go with the Yankees.
It's not the toughest one.
Well, there's a lot of people picking the Blue Jays right now. This is a tough one. This isn't clear cut.
It's clear cut where I come from. All right. I will also go with the Yankees.
All right.
Soft.
Not soft. It's appropriate.
Pick the same thing as you. The AL Central.
I start with the Central because he called me soft.
Okay.
I'm going to take I think they bounce back. New manager, new team.
The White Sox.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Chicago White Sox.
I don't hate it. I actually kind of like it. I like it a lot. Not enough to pick it, though. I'm going to go with the Guardians.
The Guardians.
I'm going to go with Terry Francona.
I like that.
Guardians.
I like the Guardians.
How about we head west?
How about?
I'm going to go with the Houston Astros. There was some thought to Seattle, but I'm going to go with the Astros.
I concur. Until proven otherwise, I think you have to go with the Houston Astros, right. And I will.
World Series reigning champs. To the National League we go.
Wait, we don't do wild cards to the American League?
Oh, I was going to go through regular season.
Wait, you animal. It's his game.
Okay. I was going to do that after.
Don't disparage.
You act like you have it written down. You're going willy-nilly right
now. That's the way you do it. If you put too much time preparing, you're going to lose.
Do you have your two American League wild card teams?
There's three now.
No.
Or three. I'm sorry. You're right.
Well, are we going back American League?
No. Keep it going, RG.
We're doing division winners.
Okay.
To a division near and dear to both of your hearts. The East.
I don't like this.
Of the National League. Say it. I'll say it then. Atlanta.
I concur.
I don't want to, but I have to.
I understand.
How about the Central?
Central, I'm going to go with the St. Louis Cardinals.
I'm with them.
In unison.
I'm
and
with
out
them.
West.
I'm going to go with the San Diego Padres.
It's a two-team race out there, and I will also go with the Padres.
So you're all locked up for the West. Okay. Dave, your highly, highly anticipated American League wild card team.
American League, give me Toronto. Give me Seattle. And watch this. Give me the Texas Rangers.
Whoa!
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The Texas Rangers.
If they can stay healthy. That's a big if, I guess.
That's a big if.
If they can stay healthy, they have a very talented roster.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong. All right.
Swinging it. Hello. I am going to go with the Toronto Blue Jays. I am going to go with the Seattle Mariners.
Okay.
And I will finish things off.
I know where he's going.
Where am I going? Tell me.
You're going White Sox.
How do you know I'm going? Why couldn't I go Tampa?
I think you're going White Sox.
Tampa always finds a way.
Okay. Who are you going?
White Sox? No, I'm not. I am going to go with, for my final AL wild card team.
Go Orioles.
I'm going to go with Tampa. No, I don't want to go with Tampa. I'm going to change that. Erase that. I am going to go with.
What are you doing?
Well, no, because I was going to go Tampa, because you can't have the same teams all the time. There's got to be another team.
That's why I went Texas.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go Texas.
Well, don't go Texas. Go with the Angels.
Yeah, but if Ohtani makes the playoffs, this is the problem. If Ohtani makes the playoffs now, does he want to leave or not?
I don't know. You do what you want to do.
So much pressure. Give me the White Sox.
Which is what I said originally.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the White Sox.
All right. Same game, National League.
Why don't you start National League?
I'm going to go with the Mets. I'm going to go with the Dodgers. And I'm going to go with the Trey Turner Phillies.
I'm going to go with the Mets. You have to take the Dodgers. They'll get in. The Phillies get in. Diamondback surprise.
Phillies lineup is awesome.
It is awesome. Their pitching is good too. I think
that Hoskins lost a tough loss though.
Yeah, but what's his face? Harper's going to come back at some point. I guess I go with the Phillies as well. I concur on all across the board.
Okay, so before we do some CES and World Series, how about some awards? AL MVP.
AL MVP. I mean, you could say this guy could win it any year. I think this year he does win it. I'm sorry. I go Shohei.
I want to disagree. I really do.
How can you?
But it's hard.
Unless you think Judge is going to equal
not.
What he did last
I
season.
I think Trout's going to have a... I wouldn't be surprised if Trout has a monster year at
go,
all.
Go Trout.
Well, no, because Trout, you can't compete. If Ohtani has a good year, he pitches and he hits. Everyone loves that. They love it. He was getting... I mean, didn't he get a vote last year when it was clear to everyone that Aaron Judge was the,
sure did.
Was the MVP? Yeah, I'm going to go with... I was going to go with Alvarez, too. Oh, no. Do I want to be different, or do I want to pick what's going to be right?
That's I think the question, you want to be right, no?
All right, I'll go Ohtani.
Cy Young.
You want to start Cy Young?
Do I want to start?
I'll do whatever
Cy
you
Young.
Want.
You go Cy Young.
I'm torn here, because I don't love him, but I don't know what other direction to go in. Ohtani, if Ohtani
don't you have
win,
to go DeGrom if you're going to go Texas to make the playoffs?
Yes, I do. Jacob DeGrom, Cy Young winner, American League. Would that make you feel uncomfortable?
Awful.
If that, in fact, yeah,
it would make me feel terrible.
If the Mets do well, it'll be easier pill to swallow, though.
It will be, no.
If the Mets win 100
games...
jagged
little pill.
If the Mets win 100 games and get into the playoffs and win the division, you can deal with DeGrom having a great season in the American League.
It would be painful if all of a sudden now you're not... Like, there's no way... Like, no injuries, no problem.
Why would it be painful if you do well? If Verlander pitches really well, how painful would it be?
Because I wanted Jacob DeGrom to be a Met forever.
Well, that ship has sailed,
when Jacob DeGrom is right, he's the best pitcher in baseball.
All right, I'm going DeGrom. Ugh.
All right, for my... My son, I'm going to go Dylan Cease.
I like that. Rookie of the Year, American League.
Rookie of the Year, American League. I'm going to go... I thought about Volpe. I think he's a really good chance.
But we want to root for him. Do it.
No, I don't. I'm fine if he doesn't do all that well, to be honest. I'm going to go Gunnar Henderson of the Baltimore Orioles.
All right, to be different, I'm going to go with...
You're going to go Volpe.
I wanted to because I'm going to root for him.
You're
going to
go
Yoshida,
aren't you?
I was thinking about it.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Yoshida.
Yoshida of the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, National League MVP.
National League MVP. I'll start with this one because you started with the American League. It pains me to say it, but again, want to be right over anything else. I will say Ronald Acuna Jr., MVP. He's going to steal 50 bases this season.
All right.
He's going to be a stud. All right, so for me, for my National League MVP... Acuna is such a good one. RG, do you know who I picked last year for the MVP?
I'd have to look it up. I don't have it readily available.
Did I pick Olson last year?
Matt Olson. I think you did, actually.
I did, right? So I'm not going to go back with
that. Was it Tyler O'Neill?
No, I had mentioned that. And he had a good first game. He had five RBIs. Good.
Yeah. And I think those were five of his nine RBIs on the year.
Why do you need to talk to me like that? Does it make you feel good?
Yeah, a little bit.
So nasty. I'm going to go with Juan Soto.
Okay. NL Cy Young.
Seems lazy. Our National League Cy Young, I'm going to go with the obvious. I'm going to go with Alcantara. Sorry.
Again?
I think he's just at a different level than everybody else.
All right, so there's two I'm picking. I like both of these guys. Burns has already won one. Max Fried was right there last year, both in contract years. Burns not happy with Milwaukee at all.
Prediction for you. He'll be a Met.
Stop it.
That's my prediction.
Look at you.
Write it down.
I'll write it down. I'm going to go with Corbin Burns.
Nice.
All right. NL Rookie of the Year.
I'm going with... Hang on one moment. Just see that I have this correct. Yeah, apparently he's a stud. I haven't seen him play yet, but everything I read about him, elite. Outfielder for the Diamondbacks, Corbin Carroll is where I'm going to go.
We haven't seen him play?
No.
Whew. Talk about fast.
He's probably the fastest player in baseball.
I think he is the fastest player in baseball. I concur.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
This whole show has turned you off?
The whole show has turned me off.
You're wearing your beautiful Mets hat and everything?
Yeah, beautiful Mets hat, because we were supposed to be a unit, and we were all going to sing together, and then you just took off and did your own thing.
I didn't do my own thing.
Poor Buster left on the phone by himself to fend for himself. Raymond shut down. RJ didn't even attempt it.
RJ didn't even try to sing.
How is this going to work when we have to all sing together?
Let's do it now.
No, not now.
Why?
Because we were supposed to sing.
I have the feeling. I got the music in me.
Santiago picked his part already. We are the world. We're all ready.
I'm not the world. I'm not singing with you guys then.
Apparently not.
If you won't sing with me today with the opening of baseball, there's no way I'm singing a song with you guys next week or whenever you're looking for it.
We tried. And you destroyed it.
You guys are like the Beatles.
I like the Beatles.
Everyone likes the Beatles, yeah, RJ.
Like, you like Yoko.
I'm not Yoko.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm like George.
Got great ideas.
All I'm doing is I'm trying to just facilitate the greatness of you guys. I'm trying to make you Paul and him Lennon, and you guys can't do it. You won't do it.
Wait, which one's Lennon?
You.
I don't want to be Lennon.
You're John Lennon.
Doesn't end well, though.
It doesn't mean it's going to be an
exact
mirror image.
Yeah, maybe.
Be Ringo. Peace and love.
So now Ray's Lennon.
Ray, you're Lennon.
Okay. I mean...
George.
I guess he's Lennon.
I'm not Lennon.
Yeah, you're Lennon.
Why would I
will
avoid
Lennon?
Walking down Central Park West when I leave here.
Because you're going to break the band up.
You know what, though? Maybe I am Lennon. Because if you really think about it, Lennon made the whole thing go. Without Lennon, George and Ringo, they're very replaceable. But without Lennon...
Yeah, but you want to be McCartney.
Well, you want to, because McCartney's clearly right up there, and he's lived a long, fruitful life.
He's got all the rights and everything.
Yeah, so McCartney's probably good. I'm trying to make
that's
the point.
You think he's probably good?
That's who you want to be.
Paul, right. He's probably good.
Decent. You want to pick some CS participants? We have two holdover categories to get to.
Well, I was talking about the Beatles.
Yeah, no, I thought...
Let's move on.
I thought it was time to move on past the Beatles.
Oh, my goodness. What's wrong with you?
I could be Lennon. You didn't hear that? All right. If you want to do what you want to do, that's fine. Very controlling. What are we doing here?
ALCS.
ALCS, yeah. Okay. I'm going to go with a repeat of last year. Yankees-Astros. And the Astros.
Way to go out on a limb, Dave.
Oh, you know what? You do what you do.
You do what you do. I'll do what I do.
Okay. Do what you want.
It's willy-nilly. Whatever you want.
No, it's not willy-nilly.
It is willy-nilly.
It's well thought out. I spent the entire break thinking about this.
Okay, so you've executed, right?
Okay.
I'm going to go with Houston-Toronto.
Yankee fans are very upset with you right now.
All right, how about in the National League?
National League?
I'll go first. I'm going to go Atlanta-San Diego.
Yeah. Then I took the easy, low-hanging fruit.
Who are you going with? Look at, now you're in a corner. Because that's what you wanted to go with. Now you're in a corner.
Why are you attacking the mic?
Because we can hear
I'm
that.
Tapping.
Yeah, but I can hear it.
It's really loud and really distracting.
It's a thought bubble. Going Mets, because I believe.
No, now you believe.
Padres.
All right.
So initially you had Atlanta, but in your sick, twisted head,
I
you wanted to pivot.
I never had Atlanta. I think the Mets are going to the NLCS.
Good.
So,
I hope you're right.
Tell me who's going to the World Series and who wins it.
What league? What league you want first?
I want to know who's playing in the World Series. Both leagues.
Okay, I'm going Houston.
All break he spent.
Well, that's just I'm
RJ.
So
all
torn.
Break.
I'm going Houston.
Come on.
And the Padres.
Who wins?
Houston.
Again.
Astros over Padres.
Repeat.
Okay.
They're awesome.
Look at you.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
Wow. Really swinging it. I'm going to go with Houston and Atlanta.
He had the Padres, but he switched it.
No, I didn't. And I'm going to take Atlanta to win.
Oh, God. You're gross.
I know.
How could you live with yourself doing that?
I'm reverse jinxing them.
Braves over Astros, eh?
Ugh.
All right, so there we have it. We'll lock it in the vault.
Locked away.
We have an Astros over Padres for Dave and a Braves over Astros for Rick.
How often will we break those out and just kind of run through them? I think the first of every month we do it.
I think we go never.
Not starting on April 1. We're starting on May 1. We bring it back. Here's how we're looking. 5 minutes. That's it. In, out, done. Boom. Thank you. That's it.
All right.
RJ?
Sure. We got him.
Now let's sing.
No, we're not singing.
Why?
What song you want to sing?
We are the world.
No, they're not ready.
What do you mean they're not ready?
They're not ready yet.
What do they have to do?
Practice? Do you want another debacle like we just had?
Then let's sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I get a line, you get a line, they get a line. What?
When you look at me like that, I have a hard time saying no to you.
Well, Arjun, do you think it would be a good job by the end of the show that we all do a little part of Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
I suppose.
Okay.
Only if Raymond says he'll do it.
Raymond?
Again, am I going to get steamrolled this time?
You're going to do your own line.
I want to hear your best, though. I don't want you to just do
It's not going to be my best.
Warm up your pipes. Let me hear a little taste. What are you capable of doing?
Give us like a...
like the Ryan Rucco warm-up?
No. Yeah, do that. Something like that, yes.
No. No.
You guys stink.
We don't stink.
You do.
We tried. No. We tried.
You didn't try.
You ruined it.
You know what? All gave some.
Remember.
All gave some.
Some gave all.
And some gave all.
Right.
Yes. And I gave all everything I had in that
yeah,
song.
Yeah, you did. Unfortunately, no one could hear any of us giving.
You gave way too much is
way
the problem.
Too much.
That's the problem. I'm a giver. I've been known to be someone that gives over and over and over. Ha ha. You can't get us. Go to the call. Sean in the truck. Hello, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. Just calling to find out, man. I had a question on the Yankees. Happy opening day, by the way.
Happy opening day to you and yours.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Yankees, man, you know, a couple of bats that came to mind. Benintendi and Carpenter from last year. Which one has more impact on the team's lineup? Like, which one do you miss more?
I think you'll miss Benintendi more. I think Carpenter was more impactful when you had him. You missed him, and they tried their best to put him in the lineup, and he just was, he had nothing left. Like, he came back from the injury, and he just wasn't the same. But he was, I mean, he was a huge surprise for everybody last year.
Well, they picked him up off the scrap heap.
Scrap heap,
yeah.
And he was great, but you have no left fielder still. That's the only reason I say Benintendi is because you really have no left fielder.
I think that's fair.
That's the problem.
I think you're right. You hung up on him, Ray.
That was his question, yeah.
No, but
That wasn't me.
You hung up?
Was not me.
He just vanished
it
into
just
the
went
ether.
Off. I think I answered his question.
I think you did also.
Right.
But I would have liked to talk to him more.
Well, I didn't interrupt one
I
time.
I like him. Let's go to Shooter Stanford. Hi, Shooter. You're on 98.7.
Let's go, baby. Opening day. Hoo-wah.
Go ahead, Shooter. What do you got?
South Company. Sorry, I'll be fast. Well, first of all, I want to just say Ray was wrong yesterday. Sorry, Ray. That quote was definitely from the Predator. You cooked up a Troy Dobson and meat grinder, and then Dutch Dillon goes, I used you to get the job done, Dutch. You're an expendable asset. Definitely from the movie, and Dave wanted to point out your comment on the guy from the Warriors is definitely in Commando.
Yep.
That's Sully when Schwarzenegger is about to drop him off the cliff and goes, Sully, remember when I said I'd kill you last?
I lied.
Yep.
Terrific.
So way to go. On to the Yankees.
Do it. Good. Come on.
Go ahead, Rick. Go ahead, Rick.
I have nothing.
I don't... You have nothing. You always have something.
No, I have nothing.
You should see. He's like despondent. I think he's annoyed at me and probably you as well now, Shooter.
Ah, crapo. That's okay. Shoot a boat.
Oh, God.
So, Wolfie, right? This is exciting. This is awesome. Derek Jeter, the coming of Derek Jeter again. I don't want to hype it up, though. We shouldn't say that. I shouldn't have said that. But if he gets off to a slow start, I just want to say to all Yankee fans, like, let's take it easy. Let's not boo him. But if we did boo him,
oh come on!
I feel like this guy is a good guy who's going to say they're booing me because I'm not getting it done, and I will get it done. That's all I have to say. A Donaldson, he has a chip on his shoulder. Hopefully, he gets it together. And Hicks needs the psychologist from Billions to work on him because he's losing his mind. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thanks for making
Don't
the call,
disturb my friend. He's dead tired.
I think that Volpe. I actually hope for his sake that he's not bad to start the season. He could be, because it's so difficult, but I hope that he's not bad.
Yeah, I think everyone hopes he's not bad. I mean, I'm sure he hopes he's not bad. Get off to a good start. I mean, continue what you did in the spring. I know the spring's different, obviously.
It's very different.
I get it. And that was part of the argument as to why he wouldn't start with the team. Because now, I mean, you got spring training. Guys are working on stuff. You're not seeing the best guys. Yeah, all that. But he was so good in the spring that all his teammates felt like he could handle it. Do you think that Brian Cashman would risk? No, it's obviously a risk because you don't know how the kid's going to respond, but still. Like, you've been hearing about this kid for how long?
3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they feel like he's ready, and we'll see.
I hope he is. I hope he does well. I don't root for the Yankees.
I do, too. I root for him.
But I hope he does well. I really do.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.